Hey, Prep Rally, we are back with another athlete podcast. We're here in studio with Gabby Bishop of Providence Academy.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thanks for joining us on your spring break.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to get you in studio because, girl, you were running at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Just how did that all happen?
Well, it's been a dream of mine for a very long time. Like, I grew up here, so like, yeah, being surrounded by, like, Arkansas is like one of the biggest like distance and track and field programs like in the country, so it was always like, wow, like I want to be there. And but you know, it was always just a dream, not really like a goal quite yet. But yeah, as I went through the recruiting process, Coach Burns came, and it ended up being something that like was a true and attainable goal, and everything just fit together and the pieces just all came together. And when I got to commit, it was like a dream come true. And so, yeah, it was awesome.
And girl, that means you're fast. Like, like I don't say this lightly, but I mean, UVA is, I mean, thankfully we can say it too, but it's the top program in the country.
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about just what your training has been like to get to that national level of a top program.
Yeah, it was definitely like a progression, like into it. Like, it started just being like a passion I had. Like, I just loved running. And pretty early on, being like from a small school, like I would win all the small school meets because it's like just small school competition. And I was like, oh, like I'm good at this. But like sophomore year and like freshman year, I was kind of starting to hit a couple of the times that like were like recruitable. And I was like, okay. And the past 2 years, now knowing like being recruitable, once I knew I was going to be able to be recruitable, like I started doing a little bit more training. And you know, I have a great coach. He's really good about like the longevity of it. So I haven't really done like anything crazy to get to the level I'm at, but more so just like, you know, enjoying the process of getting better and a little bit better each year. So
yeah. And we were chatting before this and you told me you have 45 people in your class.
I think so, around that. It might be like 46 or, you know, something like that. But yeah.
But with that small of a number and you going to a private school, I mean, did necessarily not having the outside noise of a bigger school, you think, help you focus in your training? Or did it, like, I mean, what was that like? Because, I mean, you were saying that you had no idea if you were recruitable until you saw certain numbers. So,
yeah.
I mean, what was the training like not being in such a big competitive school, like Fayetteville, Shiloh, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think like, you know, I would be able to run with some of the guys on the team, and that was like, oh, okay, like I can go with these guys and they're pretty good, you know? And, but yeah, also like being from a small school, like people are very, they know you and they know who you are and they're like, wow, you're fast. And so you start thinking like, okay, I am fast. Like, okay, like, I'm good at this. And yeah, I would say there's a little bit more focus. I didn't have to like worry about chasing other girls. I just had to be like, oh, this is really fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also think that like led to me being a little bit clueless about it. Like, oh, I don't really know. Like, you know, I didn't stumble into it. My parents ran, or my dad ran and my mom loves to run. But so I knew that, like, you know, you get better and kind of the gist of, you know, what's recruitable and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say it was a little bit more easier to focus on, for sure.
When would you say like was the moment that you realized, oh, I'm actually a national contender? I mean, when was that moment, and how did you start like preparing yourself differently?
Yeah, Texas Distance Festival is always a meet that we go to in March normally. In my sophomore year, up until that point, I had been trying to break 5 minutes in a mile because I knew, okay.
5 minutes? Wait, hold up. What is your mile pace?
My mile PR is 4:42 from last year.
But, oh my gosh. That's insane.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was, I had been trying to break five up until that point, and it was like, I had been really, really close. I had it like 5:02, 5:03, 5:01. And I was like, oh, I just haven't hit it yet. But sophomore year, this race, I was like ranked like 19th or something. And I was like, I'm just going to go with the leaders. Like the winner of the race was committed to Oregon. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to go with them and see how long I can hang on. And so I did. I stopped worrying about time. I stopped worrying about splits. And The first time I broke five, I broke it by 11 seconds, not just like one or two. It was like 4:49. And I was like, whoa, my goodness. Like, that was a huge PR. I hadn't been training necessarily for that time, but it kind of just proved to me that once you stop thinking about like splits and just go out there and run and try to compete, like you can do a lot better. And for me, that was kind of the big moment where I was like, oh, wow, like I really love competing. And if I just try to do what I love to do, then, you know, I can be actually really good at this. So I think that was the moment where I was like, oh, wow, and opened up to a lot of possibilities.
Well, girl, that number is insane. I'm like over here being like, I mean, I ran a, like, I would say I don't run consistently, but there was a moment where we were going to do like this funny little skit where I tried to run with some of the Bentonville cross country runners. So me and Faith, who you met before, we went to a park and I practiced running. This was like once. This was like one time last year.
Okay.
I've not run since.
Yeah.
But I ran a 6:45 mile.
That's really good for not run, like not practicing at all. Like, that's really good.
I do Pilates, which a part of me thinks maybe that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
But
that's
I thought that was really good. But oh my gosh. If we ran with each other, I would be at the start of the mile and you'd be halfway finished.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? Yeah.
Oh, girl, I would absolutely be that. But considering like that is your, I mean, pace, like kind of walk me through your senior year and just kind of how you've tracked yourself and getting better and kind of preparing yourself for college.
Yeah.
And that college pace. And
I mean, in order to like be competitive in the NCAA, like the NCAA is so competitive at this point. Yeah. And it's like, honestly, like it's a world scale kind of like once you go in the NCAA, you're really, you know, you have to really work your way up. And so I know I'm going to have to get like a lot faster to be competitive at the highest level for the NCAA. I think this year I've just really focused on getting a little bit better, just like stacking a little bit more, not doing anything like crazy, not skyrocketing the mileage or the intensity, but just kind of building. I know that, you know, talking with Coach Burns, who's going to be my coach at Arkansas, you know, just talking with him, he's like, you know, we're going to just work on it like slowly but surely, you know, like building blocks. And I think I've built a really good foundation. You know, I, my mileage right now is in a good spot. And yeah, the senior year, it's definitely been like, I want to end on a high note and, kind of go out with a bang, but also just like know that like, hey, it doesn't end like after senior year and start over freshman year. It's just this consistent, like, you know, continuing to like move up the scale. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely a long road, but you have to, people say, trust the process. So you really just have to enjoy it and get everything out of each and every day that you have. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know you said you're not like chasing anybody necessarily, but you are going into the NCAA. And at the back of your mind, is there a few runners like going into college that you're like, oh, I'm going to be running against these girls?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like there's a lot of international athletes in the NCAA right now. So it's really cool to be like, oh, wow, I'm like running against someone from another country who's like the top of their country. So it's like very cool to have that. And then, yeah, I mean, like you talk about some of these girls that are setting records right now on the track, running just crazy times and running really good races. It's like just really cool to be like, OK, I'm going to be competing against them next year. And maybe I'm not quite at that level to like be racing against them and try to beat them yet, but to be able to be in the same field as them is something that like you can work up to being competitive with them. And yeah, it's just really exciting. Like I'm excited to get out there and just kind of see where I stack against some of those really, really good girls.
Which you say that, which is crazy to me because I'm like, you're already at a level to be competitive in the NCAA. But clearly, like, I guess I'm wrong. But I mean, what is the national like pace? Like when you say you have to get better to compete against these girls, I mean, what is like the ideal pace to be running against in the NCAA?
I mean, right now, like in the 5K, girls are breaking 15 minutes. And, you know, I think first, like for me, I'm like, okay, I have to break 16 minutes. I haven't broken 16 in the 5K yet.
So mile pace would be?
Like 5 minute pace for, I think like in the 5K for breaking 15, it's like 4:40 something pace. So you got to be going. And for the mile, the record was broken this year. You know, they're always being broken. 4:20 in the mile. So that's crazy fast.
Wow.
So, I mean, just kind of, you know, when you think about it, being like, wow, I'm so behind. But in reality, I mean, for a freshman, incoming freshman, you know, I'm in a good spot. I think, you know, I'm ahead of where I want to be and ahead of where I should be. And so you just work it down. And, you know, I don't know if I'll be a miler or if I'll be a 10K. I'm not sure quite yet. But just kind of consistent, you know, working down the chunks, eventually you'll get there, hopefully. And if you're not, you keep working for it. So, yeah.
And I want to say also, too, that you're kind of a rarity coming in as a freshman. And I say this because we actually had two of the track coaches at our luncheon
last week.
And they were kind of discussing how Arkansas being a top program, like they don't necessarily recruit a lot of freshmen all around. Because more so they want to see how people do in the NCAA before they recruit.
Yeah.
So that you guys get a lot of transfers in. I don't know if it's like that with cross country, but in a way, just as a whole in the Razorback program, like you're kind of a rarity being recruited as a freshman. So like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's such an honor to get to like be coming in to Arkansas. Like it's such a privilege. And I think I really want to carry that with a lot of respect for the program and a lot of, you know, see it as a privilege, especially when I get there and start, you know, going in my day-to-day life, like, hey, it's a privilege and it's an opportunity to be here. But yeah, I think, like you said, like in the NCAA, there's a lot going on with the transfer portal and things like that where, you know, not everyone's a freshman, but you got to start somewhere, and I'm super excited that that place gets to be Arkansas. Like you said, it's a rarity, and yeah, we have a good group of freshmen coming in, so I'm not the only one, but it still feels really, really special. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to get into some deep dive questions.
Okay.
These are before our hot takes, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What has been the most challenging race, not physically, but mentally for you?
Mm-hmm. There was one race not last cross country season, but my junior year. I was coming off that great sophomore season of track, and it was my first cross country race coming in. I hadn't done very much training up until this point because I wanted to kind of play it safe, not get injured. And I went out really hard with the leaders, and kind of by the middle of the race, it was feeling really, really hard. And at the very end, like I had nothing left. Like I had like half a mile to go and like my legs were gone, and I was like considering pulling off. It was like, I don't know if I can do this. And my younger sister, she runs with me, and she had never beaten me before, but she came up and she was like right next to me. She hasn't beaten me since. This is like the one day she beat me, but her going past me, it was like so hard to like just keep running. And like I would consider this probably one of the worst races I ever had. And but it was so hard mentally because I had to just like, you know, tell myself like you have to finish, like just finish, you know, like finish what you started and don't worry about the result. And it was really tough to like have to finish that way because it's not how I like to finish. It's not how I wanted to place or the time I wanted to run. But it was so that was really hard mentally. But I'm really glad I finished. I'm really proud of the way that I just finished that race and, you know, left it out there. And then I was upset about it for a little while, but I'm also proud of the way I like picked myself back up from that moment. So I think that was the hardest race. I mean, probably physically too, but mentally it was really, really hard to, you know, have to go through that in the beginning of the season. But it was a really good milestone for me because now anytime it gets harder to race, I'm like, hey, like if you can finish like, you know, that race, you know, you can finish this. And so,
What is the biggest fear you've had to overcome to become a better runner?
I think failure. That's something that I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to running. And like I talk about my younger sister, she's a very like lighthearted person. But when it comes to running, like I'm a little bit more like serious about it. I'm like, no, we got to get locked in. And she's like all over there goofing off. But I think for me,
Sorry, what was the question? What is like a fear that you've had to overcome?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
You just I could tell you got into like sister rivalry.
I know.
Like, you were just thinking about it.
Yeah. But I think the biggest fear was like what happens if I'm slower than I want to be, or what happens if I can't hit the splits, or even like one of my biggest fears forever, like I just said, was like getting beat by Maggie, which was my younger sister. But then it happened in that race, and I realized it wasn't the end of the world. And we actually both cried at the end of that race because she was upset that she had beat me, and I was upset that she had beat me. And so it was just like,
that's actually really sweet.
I thought it was going to be one of those where she was like, she's crying because she won, and I'm crying because I lost. She is, you know, she's my best friend. And It felt like, oh my goodness, this is going to be the end of the world. But honestly, it was like, oh wow, that wasn't bad. Like, that wasn't bad. Like, that was fine. And so I had to learn, like, I think that was one of the hardest things to learn, is that, like, this sport is going to be so hard. It's going to be something that is, it's going to wreck you. You're going to have to fall down plenty of times and get back up. But, yeah, I've had to learn that failure is not really, you know, failing in the little moments, it's not really failure. It's just, like, you have to enjoy those little downs to get the ups. So that's something I've had to learn, like, over the past couple years. And now, I mean, if I get beat by Maggie, she's going to have to run fast to do it. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things that's like, hey, if you're beating me, then I'm proud of you. You know, it's not a failure on my part. It's a good thing. So
I hope she watches this. Do you tell her that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we're competitive with one another, but I think it's like a very like love competitiveness, you know.
So back to what we were saying before, there is someone that you're technically chasing.
Yeah, technically she's chasing and I'm doing this pace setting, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here to hear from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Southern Loft believes that your home should reflect your unique personality. That's why they offer a wide variety of stylish furniture pieces that are perfect for any taste. Whether you're looking for a new sofa for your living room or a sleek dining table for your kitchen, they have just what you need. So when you're looking for that piece of furniture that reflects you, visit Southern Loft at 3155 North College in Fayetteville or call at 479-856-6100.
Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. After all, West knows pests best.
Well, we're back to the Prep Rally podcast, and we're going to get into some hot takes. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I think.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay, this first question, like, I feel like I could answer this for you, but I'll still ask it anyway. If you could not compete or record times, would you still run?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel you were like, first time you got in here, like, you know, sit down and you're like, I find it so fun. I'm like, shoot, that first question, she's going to be like, of course I would. It's my life.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I think even after I'm past the competitive side of it, I hope I'm still, you know, still able to run, still able to enjoy it. I mean, my parents are the people that kind of got me into it, and that was just because they like to run, and so that's something I always hope that I do. Yeah.
Do you ever feel like the Olympics is in your future?
I mean, that's definitely something that I've thought about and been like, you know, that's a dream, you know. I think that's the dream of every athlete, but you know, you just kind of work towards it and see where you get. We'll see what the Lord has in store for me, but if it's not the Olympics, you know, it'll be something exciting. Like, I mean, right now it's the NCAA. I get to go compete there. Like, I never would have guessed that when I was younger. So we'll just see where life takes me. But, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. What is your runner hot take? A belief that you would think most other runners would disagree with you.
Most other runners would disagree with me?
Yeah. Mm. Like, what's something that you feel like you hardcore believe in as a runner, but other runners are like, no, girl.
I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people, like, maybe not even runners, maybe more spectators, they don't like strategic racing. They don't like to watch it. But I love strategic racing. But my hot take is probably I hate the way that, like we were talking about earlier, how people like push you and like shove you. Like, I hate that.
Which I'm going to ask right here, right now. Is cross country a contact sport?
Track is. I don't think cross country is. Actually, I've seen some pretty gnarly falls. So
really?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like caused by someone else?
Yeah, especially on like we were just watching the world track champion indoor track championships, yeah. And in the 3K, I think there was like the defending champion like took a face plant, and it was like,
oh, like someone tripped him.
Yeah, like someone tripped them, and like elbows were thrown. I was just like, wow, you know.
But like, okay, hear me out. So if someone were to be like, ooh, whoopsie, and then they trip and fall, doesn't the person who caused the tripping, don't they get DQ'd or no?
They can. It kind of depends on who, like if the officials saw it or, I mean, most of the time they do see it. And if it's really obvious, like they'll definitely do it. If it's an accident, like, you know, I've definitely caused or an I had accident. A you know, yeah, like an accident.
If you saw it clear as day and you're running, like, I don't know if that's an accident.
I know. Sometimes there's falls and I'm like, that was a little bit sketchy, but I don't know. Yeah.
Have like what? What?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to sportsmanship? I didn't know that.
No, that's why it's such a hot take, because I feel like I just hate it. Like, I feel like if you're competing, you have to like give them their space, you know, like, and that's honestly, I guess sprinters are like very much that way because they get their own lane. But sometimes I think like, you know, like people really want that certain position. And if you're not in that position, you're going to fight them to get
okay,
it.
Okay, then do roller derby. Don't do running.
I know, right?
What the crap? Like, who knew running could be this spicy? But I will say last year, I do know what you're talking about because I watched the Arkansas indoor track championship and it was against, I can't remember if it was the 4x4, but I think
it was probably the 4x4.
I think it was the 4x4 or 4x100. And I do remember it was Texas A&M. I will definitely call them out. This was on national TV. I don't care. And the guy shoved out the Arkansas athlete, but he got DQ'd for that.
Yeah,
so.
I remember watching that too. Yeah, it was, it's crazy.
I think that was my first eye-opening to like, that's so mean.
No, it can happen, and I hate it when it does happen, but it is part of it, so.
Have you ever had it happen to you?
I have tripped a couple times. It did happen in practice.
I thought you were about to be like, I tripped other people.
Oh, no. Sometimes I do run up really, really, like, I have a problem with, like, not problem, but, like, I run really close to the person in front of me if I'm following them.
Yeah.
So, like, we might lock spikes sometimes, like, where, like, our shoes will hit each other a little bit. But normally that ends up with me getting spiked and then, like, just kind of, I don't know, being okay. So.
Oh, so you're saying that you trip yourself?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, it just is what it is.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen to you in college.
Really yeah, that would be bad.
Otherwise, it'd be like, Gabby, you have every right to throw hands.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope that we just all can be friends when we race. No, we
don't have girl, to I hope that too. But if I see any funny business, I'm going to like do what the young people do, tweet out and be like.
Say something.
Be like, throw hands, Gabby.
Yeah.
Do something.
Maybe I will.
Oh my gosh. Maybe you will.
Yeah,
do you have it in you?
I don't know. I'm working on it. I feel like it's really, I used to play basketball and my mom always would say like, you're just a little bit more timid than they are. Like, I'm not as, like, aggressive. Because I would hate, like, hitting someone and then making them fall and then being like, oh, I just messed up your race.
I grew up with a saying that my dad always said that, like, you know, if you throw the first punch, I will not defend you. But if you throw the second punch and someone started it, wholeheartedly will defend you. So,
yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, if they hit me, maybe I'll hit them back. I remember one time in a cross-country race, I was running, and I guess I got too close to this one girl, and she, like, slapped me. And I was just like, but it wasn't even, like, a push. It was just, like, a slap. So I was like.
Like a
tap. Like, and I was like, what was that? Like,
that's so crazy.
I know. Like, what?
Did you laugh or were you just too focused?
It was at the very beginning of the race, so I, like, kind of, like, gave her a look. And I was just like, what? Like, what? I think she kind of felt like, oh, I didn't really mean to do that. It's just kind of a reflex almost, but I don't know.
Gosh, if it was a reflex.
I know.
It seems like she's, like, get out of my way a lot.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What the crap? Anyways. this could be controversial, but I don't know. Should you ever run through a minor injury or is rest always better?
I mean, I know that, I don't know. I know that there's always going to, like, in running, there's always going to be little things that, like, you know, you're asking a lot of your body. So there's always going to be, like, little things like, oh, like, my ankle is kind of sore today, or maybe my hamstring is, like, a little bit tight. But I think the big thing is, like, you have to realize the difference between, like, an injury and, like, soreness. And honestly, I've kind of struggled a little bit to like find that balance. And I think at this point I've gotten pretty good at it. But yeah, it definitely took me a while to kind of like realize. But I never think it's a really good idea to run through something that's like, if it has a possibility to become something big, especially if it's like bone related, like, you know, you don't want to do anything to your bones. That's pretty dangerous. Especially if it can be solved within a couple of days of just taking a little bit easier. But, I mean, I've definitely run through a couple things where it's like, oh, this is a little tight, and you put a little compression or some tape on it and it gets better in a few days if you run through it. But, and I know in college I'll probably have to do that a little bit, especially if like it's NCAAs and I'm having something coming on. You can take a break after it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the most part, I don't think you should run through an injury.
That was interesting how you said like you're having to differentiate like between soreness and an injury. Like I've never heard kind of someone compare that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think most people just try to push through it.
Yeah.
Instead of like realize like, oh, something could be happening here.
Yeah, you have to realize that like you have to make the differentiate whether it's going to be something that like if this is like just something that like, oh yeah, this pops up a few times and it'll go away, or if it'll be something like, oh yeah, this is just gonna get worse if I keep running on it. So you have to realize kind of the difference between that. But
yeah
for sure.
Ooh. Answer truthfully, Gabby.
Okay,
you know what carbon plated shoes are, right?
Yeah.
Are expensive carbon plated shoes considered cheating?
Okay. My team, like, I've gotten some...
Are you saying you use carbon-plated shoes? Okay.
But I don't use them too often. I got some from, like, I'm part of this Nike Elite program, which has been an awesome thing for me. So they give me these shoes, and, you know, for free. So it's like, I'll take them. You know, these carbon-plated shoes are pretty expensive. So, I mean, I don't know if I would go out of my way to buy a bunch of them. But if you have them, you use them. So I got them, and... my team calls them my cheater shoes. Like, they actually call them. They're like, yeah, Gabby's got to go put on her cheater shoes before she starts the workout.
Which I was going to ask. I've seen it kind of circulate around, but people are saying that it's equivalent to mechanical doping.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do like them. I think they do help.
Do you feel like you're cheating with them on?
No, I don't feel like I'm cheating. I just feel like I'm wearing spikes almost. But I do like them. They do kind of feel a little bit like cheating, though. Yeah, I will agree. They're like kind of on the line. But if they're banned by World Athletics, that's definitely like, okay, that's cheating.
Is it banned?
No, not the ones I use. There's like certain levels of like kinds. Like there's like Zoom Fly and Vapor Flies, and those aren't banned. But like,
yeah,
I think the Alpha Fly is. And so it's like, yeah, it's kind of like.
Then I feel like it would feel like semi-cheating if you're using a version.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I've never raced in them. I guess I did race in them actually the other day because I was just like running kind of like a tempo effort. But
yeah.
I've only done workouts in them, but I don't know.
We'll leave that up for debate.
Yeah. Leave it up for debate.
Oh, okay. For you personally, does a race count if you run in the rain?
Yes.
Like, what I mean is, like, do you feel like it personally, like if you don't meet your PR or something, do you feel like it counts? Because, or are you just like, oh, it's just a weather day, like, I'm just gonna compete the race best I can? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you personally count that as your?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, more than rain is normally wind for me. Like, I don't like the wind as much.
And you're kind of tiny. Do you feel like with the bigger mile per hour gust, do you feel like it?
I know,
pushing you. Do you actually feel like a push?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you're like running into it, and you're like kind of held back by it. And
yeah,
but in that case, you just kind of get behind someone and draft off of them. But that's what I like to do. But
it's like, imagine you're in a race, and they're like, "Oh, bet!" Like, I'm using Gabby Bishop, and then it's like, "No, girl, I'm just using you. I'm just using you."
That's horrible. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I think, but
I mean, smart method, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely
use your resources.
Still consider it a race. You know, like everyone's still competing in the same conditions, and. Honestly, I'm not someone who focuses too much on time anyway, so
yeah.
I'm not worried about, like, not hitting my PR because it was a little windy out or rainy out. But, yeah, I do think conditions can sometimes be hard to navigate, But you just have to not let them rattle you too much.
Well, you know, you did give me a plan in my mind. If I ever run a 5K in the future and there's weather, wind, rain, whatever there is, I know to use my resources.
Yes.
I just need to stay behind somebody and then at the end be like, out of my way, girl.
I'll kick them. That's my favorite strategy to use, is just staying behind them and then out kicking them at the end. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Victory is sweet. Okay. You kind of talked about your mile pace earlier, but with knowing how fast, like, you can run a mile, I mean, have you ever thought to yourself, like if you wanted something, like to go to the store or something else, have you ever thought, oh, I could just run there instead of use your car?
I mean, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Like, I mean, I'm definitely, like, it's definitely something I just think about, like, oh, I could run there. Or, like, when I have 5 minutes left in class, I'm like, I could run a mile this time, you know, like thinking about things like that. But I mean, I feel like for me, I like to, like, keep my training very much like, okay, training's this side and life is over here. So I think I would normally use my car, or like say like, okay, my sister drive me or something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would be fun to run places. I feel like that's like a great way to get exercise in.
That's such a great, like, with how fast your mile pace is, I just think that's mind-blowing. Like, you literally could be like, oh, yeah, I want to get an Olipop from the store. And you run, what was your mile pace again?
I mean, I can, yeah, like my mile PR.
Yeah.
442.
Yeah, 442 miles. Just like, yeah, I'll be back from the store in like 10 minutes. It's like, what? Like, that would take me probably over an hour to do that. So that's insane that you're even considering doing something like that inside your car.
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
It'd be fun.
You should try it.
I should try it.
You should try it and let us know.
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
but
I should try it.
I should literally, like, you should literally, like, tell us, and so then we can compare it to a car and be like,
okay,
yeah.
I will.
Ooh, what cross-country, like, environment in college are you least looking forward to running in?
Oh, like the elements?
Yeah. Like environment meaning like what city or college are you not looking forward to running in? Like your least favorite? Because I feel like it's biased here because, you know, we've had professional athletes like Noah Lyles come in and be like, Arkansas is like one of the top places I've ever run in the world, which is insane. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like all the places I've been have been really cool experiences.
There's one though.
I'm trying to think. I mean, we went to New York last week to compete at Nike Indoors, and as much as New York is a great experience, it was not really my thing, you know, like New York was just too much. It's too much for me, you know. I was like, I'm ready to get back and see some grass when I come home. Like I'm ready to get back. So I think, like, I don't know, any big city where it's not super, like, but normally cross-country races don't happen in big cities because there's not a ton of grass.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
but honestly, this is me just, like, putting this out there, but there's, like, less, like, environmental, like, or just there's less, like, possibilities of people getting in your way here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in big cities, like, how do people run and then, like, even if you're in a race and it's, like, blocked off, or you're in indoor, like, I feel like there's just so many possibilities of more distractions in your running versus, like, when you're out here.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you can actually focus on your running.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, when you're at the track and there's a ton of people there, it's definitely, like, exciting and it makes the experience really hype. But you don't want to let that, like, rattle you or, like, kind of get in your head too much. You want to, like, stay focused and stay in control of yourself, you know.
Yeah,
like, but I don't know, I've always been someone who likes to travel and just likes to, like, go to different places and see what it's like. But for sure, whenever you go to places like that, you have to be very, like, know what you're doing, you know.
I laugh because I actually did watch a replay yesterday of the men's 4x400 from the world championships that just happened in Poland. And I was laughing because you know how they introduce all the teams?
Yeah.
Well, every other team is like waving all this stuff. They get to USA, they're like, they're so zoned in, they're so locked in.
Yeah,
it was just funny to me because the same was like the girls team as well. For the 4x400.
Yeah,
and I just thought that was hilarious because I think we were the only teams there that looked like locked in, and everyone else was like,
hey, I'm here.
But we won both races, so
yeah. I mean, you gotta, yeah, do what works for you. Like, like I said earlier, my younger sister is very much, she likes to be hyped before race and very much like, yeah, let's go do this. Like, I'm so excited. This is so much fun. And I like to be a lot more like, okay, like zoned in. Like, I'm going to do it. So people have different strategies. So.
I mean, from what I've seen, though, because I feel like a lot of like Olympic U.S. athletes are like that, which it proves to work because, you know, we kind of the top, which, you know, like I said, they looked the most serious and so zoned out. But then they won by, I think our 4x400 actually broke a record in Poland.
I think so too,
So.
Yeah.
It could be proven to be to actually be more serious than actually not show on
for sure.
on the world stage. So maybe you're on to something.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hold on. Hold on to that in college. Yeah. Ooh, okay. Would you rather have to run in brand new shoes or in wet socks for 10 miles?
Brand new shoes?
Yeah, or wet socks for 10 miles.
Oh, brand new shoes. I mean.
Really? Do you ever get blisters or is that just not like?
I do sometimes, but. I normally, if you stay, like, you mean like a different way, like different shoe?
Yeah, like you're not used to. Yeah.
Oh.
Like you have to completely brace
too.
That's true.
I would maybe, yeah, maybe brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes?
Yeah, because actually, maybe wet socks, because you're not going to get an injury from running in wet socks.
Yeah, and also, you know? Too, like, imagine it's, like, a sunny day. They dry.
Yeah,
anyway.
They'll dry, yeah. And
Because think about it this way. I'm sure there's been times where, like, or at least I have, where, like, you throw clothes into the dryer, and then you have to leave, like, 20 minutes into it drying.
Yeah,
and then you just have to pull out the socks, and they're freezing. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? Like,
Or, I mean, in cross-country, your socks get wet because you're running in the grass.
Yeah.
And they get wet, and it's just kind of part of it. So,
yeah,
probably wet now that I think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, there's more possibilities in that realm of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, is a marathon overrated compared to a perfectly run 5K?
I think so. Cause like, marathon, well, I haven't ever run a marathon.
Yeah.
So I don't, or even really thought about that yet. I think that's something that's like way far down the line for me. That's like,
but when you really like think about it though, you know what I mean? Like marathon, it sounds glorious or whatever, but like, is it truly overrated compared to getting like a 15-minute 5K?
I don't know. I mean, there's pros and cons to both. Like the problem about a marathon, I think, is that, you know, I don't know very much about it. I haven't looked into it too much. But when you train for a marathon, you train for a super long time. Then you run the marathon, and then you have to take a really long time in between marathons. Whereas 5K, you can run a really good 5K, and then, like, 2 weeks later, run another good 5K or 1 week later. So I don't know. I think marathons are a little bit, like, obviously, they take a little bit more time than a 5K would. But, yeah, I don't know. I think they're equal. I don't think either one is more, like, higher than the other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I haven't answered any of these, like, personal hot take questions. But personally, I feel like if you're able to, like, consistently train and do a 5K, like, I think marathons are a little overrated.
Yeah.
Because, like, why should you have to take, like, a massive break? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the recovery and all that, I just don't think that's...
It's pretty hard on your body, too.
Yeah. I mean, for some, it might be worth it, but... I don't know, compared to being able to, like, compete every weekend type of thing, I just feel like you lose momentum trying to run marathons and having to wait a long time, recover, do all the things, versus, like, when you get to compete every weekend, see new cities every weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the consistency of running is better than the longevity of running a long distance.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah,
it's definitely
an
interesting question there.
Is cross country just a fake name for running around a park?
Kind of. I mean, I've always wondered, like, you know, when I say cross country, people are always like, what's that? Like, is it like going across the country? Like, you know, it's kind of like a weird name for it. But I don't know. I mean, cross country is on grass. So maybe not, I don't know, whatever kind of park you're thinking of. But because of, it's on pavement, but I don't know. Cross country is definitely a very unique sport for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always like, you know, like I say, I have 45 kids like in my grade, and not very many like to come and watch cross country meets. They like to come to maybe track, but cross country is a little bit harder to come to. But
yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Can you imagine when I don't know when cross country was invented or who mm-hmm. came up with the name, but I can only imagine like when they did and someone was like, oh yeah, I'm like in cross country, and they're thinking like the horse and the wagon, you know what I mean? Going yeah. cross country. Like,
yeah.
So like at one point someone literally thought you meant going cross country.
I know. Yeah. It is a very interesting name for it.
Yeah. Cause now people just associate it with running outdoors for a long yeah. distance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know have you ever watched Forrest Gump?
I've watched part of it. I haven't finished it, but I watched part of it.
I would so be the one to do this. Should it be illegal to shout run, Forrest, run at a race?
I don't think so. I think people like would get the reference, and I think
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen people scream all the different, you know, funny things and say different things. And I think it's just part of it. You know, it'd be kind mm-hmm. of I think it'd be fine.
Watch us be at one of your races next year. I'm just gonna yell that.
You should. It'll be fun.
I will. Wait, what's the funniest thing you've heard at a race? Like someone just yelling.
I don't know. I've seen some weird things. Like one time, I wasn't running the race. I was standing mm-hmm. next to my friend. She was holding like this slushy where she like a cone of ice where she got all these different flavors. So it's like green, like brownish, and she's like yelling at the runners running by. It's like these junior high girls, and she's like, if you don't run fast enough, I'm gonna splash this on one of you. And one girl stopped and said, really, will you splash it on me? And she was like, my friend was like, sure. And so she splashed it on her, and it was like she had a white uniform on, and it was like all this green stuff going down, and she's like, yes, and started running again. We were just like, that was really weird.
That's so odd.
Yeah, we were like, what in the world just happened?
Maybe in some weird way she was like, yeah, yeah, get in my face. And she's like, look, mom, people. Yeah.
Or maybe, I mean,
I ran through adversity, mom. Yeah.
Or maybe she wanted it to cool her off. I don't know. It was definitely a very weird moment. So, I mean, those are some of the weird things that or like people
but
say.
That's like, I never say this lightly, but that's actually so weird.
I know. Yeah, it was very, very weird.
Like, that's not even like funny. That's just like, but I'm questioning.
I know. I'm just like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love having you on this show today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we're so excited to see what all you'll do at Arkansas. And
yeah.
Hopefully we can come to one of your races. It'd be so cool.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Gabby Bishop, y'all. And make sure that you watch her races next year for Arkansas, because she's going to slay. This is Prep Rally, you guys.